discussing health screening with Eternity Medicine Institute with Alex Ioannidis, Chief Operating Officer, and also Eddie Sobieski, who is the Programme Development Officer. Now, George went through a full screening process yesterday afternoon. So, George, talk us through your day. Talk us through the process.
We started with the consultation with your chief medical officer, Graham, and instantly thought he was great. You know, he talked about the importance of diet. He talked about inflammation. And I don't really know a lot about inflammation, but he kind of explained why it's important. It's linked to the diet and obesity. So I kind of had a really good consult with him, which set me up for the day. And then I kicked off with a blood test, and they are being processed, and they're testing. I don't know what for, actually. I know it's for lipids and...
everything. It's about 70 blood markers.
Yeah, so everything.
Yeah.
And then I had some nuts because they had to feed me because I had not eaten for 15
Very
hours.
Very important part of the program.
That was really important. And then the scan. Now, the scan was... I've never had a scan like it. I've always wanted one, actually, because I watched Grey's Anatomy and I thought...
Yeah. Oh, I love Grey's Anatomy, by the way. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but then tell me what that is. What is the machine? What happens?
Well, it's a CAT scan. I don't know whether the guys can explain.
Yeah, it's an EBCT scanner, which stands for electron beam computed tomography. Now, we believe it's the only one of its kind in the UAE. And one of the benefits of this is it has 20 times less. Radiation emission than a normal CAT scan.
Yeah, because there is that to consider, isn't there?
There is, yeah. Yeah. So this one is, I wouldn't say it's harmless, but it's very close to harmless. So our doctor will say it's like being out in the sun for a couple of hours. And this is used by the top facilities in the world, including the Mayo Clinic, Stanford University Hospital. So it's a top of the line machine.
Yeah, and so they started by scanning my heart. Very quick process. You have to hold your breath for about 25 seconds, and then they scanned all of my internal organs, or at least the most important ones. So the stomach, the intestines, the liver,
from neck to pelvis. It's all
exactly.
Of the organs. Yeah.
And then I actually requested to have a bone density scan as well, because I do a lot of high impact running. So I was quite keen to understand whether that's led to me having a greater density, because I understand that actually high impact sports can increase the development of the bones, and it's good.
Yeah,
you know,
it should make it harder. Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So I had that done, and then off for my fitness test.
Which was
really thorough, actually. I mean, they looked at everything from stretching to see how flexible I am, press-ups, sit-ups. I managed 20 press-ups, 30 sit-ups. I was then told that a 72-year-old lady had managed 100, so I felt great. I was told that was average. Really put through my paces. My blood rate was taken during that process to check how slowly or quickly my heart rate was slowing down after exercise. So really very thorough fitness test. And then taken through to do a thyroid test. Now, the thyroid test was really interesting, because rather than just rely on the blood, they actually, I understand, maybe you guys can explain a bit more detail, but 75% of thyroid chemicals are in the muscles. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the ThyroFlex is a test. It's a reflex test. So it tests the muscle in your arm here. And it tests the speed with which the reflex after we hit the muscle. So we also do the blood test for the thyroid, and this one complements it quite well.
And it really hurts.
Some people complain more than others. Some people are more sensitive than others. So mine hurt a lot as well. So you and I are the sensitive types.
It's a strange machine that's placed on your muscle, and it elicits basically...
It's on the forearm or...
On the forearm, yeah. Exactly. And once that pressure's forced into the muscle, your middle finger flicks up. Again and again and again, it really hurts, but it is really, really accurate. So I had that. Then I had maybe you can tell us about the multiple ECG thing, which was
that's my baby. The MCG is the only machine actually in the Middle East that we have. And what makes the MCG so amazing is because it's been out for a few years. The inventor, Dr. Chen, is probably up for a Nobel Prize on this invention, and it's in 200 hospitals now in the United States. It's in the Mayo Clinic. It's world-renowned by the Cardiologist Society. The MCG machine is actually more accurate than having an angiogram. And the reason is, a lot of times people have an angiogram, they put radiation in their body, they have to be put to sleep. It's an expensive procedure. And a lot of times that procedure wasn't required. So here you are, you had radiation put in your body, they put you to sleep, and the doctor says, you know what, everything's okay, we didn't need to do this. And you're like, oh, great. Our machine is that it takes 10 minutes, it doesn't hurt at all, no pain. And if the results are high on our machine, then we want to get a second opinion, and then you'd want to go and follow up with an angiogram. But why do it first time if you don't need to? That's why the screening part is so important. Like George had a good score. George's score was zero, so that's great. George's heart is working properly, and there's no need for George to go have an angiogram because he felt like he had some chest pain. So that would be unnecessary for you to do that. That's why that machine is so valuable. And that's why I really like that machine. That machine is a test that really anybody over 40 years old should come in and take it.
The other test that really impressed me was the carotid artery test.
Yeah, that's the biggie.
The IMT.
Yeah, that's... That they basically put an ultrasound scanner, a small one, onto your neck, which looks right into the arteries. And I understand from the nurse that people who are heavy smokers very often have a high buildup in these arteries, which obviously feed the brain.
Yeah, they could have a thickness there, which is obviously, if it's severe enough, can be very serious. That's what potentially leads to stroke.
So is that the only thing you'd be looking for? What else would be an indicator? By doing that test, what would you be looking for?
Looking purely at the thickness of the arteries. Mm. Yeah, any plaque buildup or just general thickness of the carotid arteries. So it's an extremely important test. And what George was talking about earlier, he had a heart scan as part of the EBCT scan. We focus exclusively on the heart. It's actually focusing on the arteries of the heart and if there's plaque buildup there, we're able to produce a calcium score. And so that and the carotid artery, the IMT, those together are a good indicator of where your health is at with respect to your arteries.
So here's the thing too, is most people, the first sign that you have heart trouble is a heart attack. And you're out playing golf the day before, having a good time, and the next day you're having a heart attack. And for most people, when they have a heart attack, half don't make it. They don't get a second chance. And for men and women, so we both had that high equal risk rate.
Yeah.
You know, so basically people think they're okay, but you really don't know.
And this is where screening really starts to come together. It's put into context with that particular analogy. You know, people just don't know. I don't know how many of us have had screenings, but most of my family has not. Most of my friends do not. Most people are just waiting for the first symptoms. But what we say is the body is not an early detection system. You're not going to get signs at the early stages. You're going to get them at the late stages, specifically with cancer. You're going to feel a lump. You're going to feel a pain. That's usually when it's in the advanced stages. Now, with the heart, it's actually quite similar. If you have a lot of calcium buildup in your arteries leading to the heart, you may notice nothing, and then suddenly you have a heart attack. And as Eddie says, well, the survival rate is about 50%. So of a heart attack. So it's quite serious. This is why health screening needs to be done, and we recommend it for anybody late 30s and up.